Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday morning. By the grace of God, as we gather together on this 22nd day of our 40-day journey of prayer and fasting, I greet you all this morning, as always. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone, excuse me, is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. As we allow people to log on to the prayer call this morning, I'm grateful to God that we're entering this third week of our journey. We begin day 22 today. We're taking our fast up just a little bit more as we're now making our way towards the Daniel fast and getting ready for the clear fluids. I know it's getting tougher and harder, but I pray that you're already feeling the power of being committed. And allow the Spirit to strengthen you for all that we say and do as we continue to seek to live out the love of Jesus Christ. Let me thank you all who are resetters joining with us. Listen, as we get ready to go to prayer this morning, I want to share with you an illustration. Share with me. Years ago, something that continued to really help me understand the move of God in our lives. The story is told about a man who was trying to get a refrigerator out of the house. He gets it all the way to the door, and he's trying to push the refrigerator out the door to get it to the curb. A friend of his walks by and sees him struggling with the refrigerator and gets on the other side to try to help him. And 5 minutes, after 5 minutes, the two of them together could not move the refrigerator. The friend who came up said, "I can't believe that the two of us can't get this thing back in the house." The friend who was trying to get it out said, "I wasn't trying to get it in the house. I was trying to get it out the house." Imagine the image, if you will. The one man is pushing on one side, and the other man is pushing in the opposite direction. When God is trying to push us into certain things, sometimes we have to wonder what's working against it. What's on the other side, pushing back in the opposite direction? That as God tries to push us into holiness and to deeper discipleship and to living out the love of Jesus Christ, what's working against him? Well, if you think about it, if I think about this just for a moment, that is, the Lord has called us to live out the love of Jesus. What are some of the things that are working against that in our lives? I can share with you one for certain that is so real that all of us experience and have witnessed, and that is our anger. I want to share with you a very, very disturbing story of a 20-year-old named Anna Jimenez who lives in Florida. And then August of 2019, her car was rear-ended by James Robinson. Robinson then took off. Anna decided to chase him down. They had a car chase for almost 20 miles. They damaged six other cars while she was trying to chase him down for hitting her in the back. This car chase ended with Robinson crossing a median, having a head-on collision with three other cars. His car turned over and he died. And the court convicted Anna of vehicular homicide. And she was sentenced to 8 years in jail with revocation of her driver's license for 10 more years after that because of her rear end and her anger. She chased him for miles. They damaged six other cars, had a head-on collision. He was killed, and she's now in jail for 8 years because of her anger, because of his running away from the accident. The saddest part, you all, is not only just the death and the damage, but that she was on the police continued to say to her, "Let it go. Pull over, stop chasing him." And she would not listen to the voice of the police to just let them handle it. They would track him down, they would hold him responsible, but because of her anger and desire to handle it herself, she chased him down. Six other cars were injured. Head-on collision, someone dies, and she's now in jail. What happens when we don't listen? What happens when we don't listen to the voice that tells us not to be angry, to not act in anger? That's what Paul says to us in the book of Ephesians. Be angry and sin not. So as be angry and sin not, so as look to live out this love of Jesus Christ today. Today my prayer is that God would give us control over our anger. We all know damage we can cause when we're on 10, when our blood is boiling, when we are angry and want something to happen, and how many lives have been damaged by anger. I once heard it said that 90% of people in jail wouldn't be there if they could have paused for 30 seconds and told themselves not to be angry. Listen, we can't help but be angry. Paul says, be angry and sin not. Being angry is human. That's not the sin. The sin is when we allow that anger to control our actions. So, gracious Lord and Father God, as we bow before you on this 22nd day of our journey of prayer and fasting, as we come before you, O gracious Lord, thank you for another day that mercies are brand new, that grace will be sufficient, as we thank you for calling us into this place of seeking, of resetting, that we might be shaped by your Holy Spirit to live out the love of Jesus the Christ, to fight the stem of evil and hatred. Oh, gracious loving Father God, for working in us and on and through us and with us and right now, and oh God, our prayer today is that you would help us to learn to control our anger. Then in the moments when we've been offended, in the moments when we want vengeance, in the moments when our blood is boiling and we feel disrespected, gracious loving Father God, I pray then and there that your Holy Spirit would do this great work and remind us, oh Lord, of the word of the Apostle Paul, excuse me, of the Apostle Paul, that we're going to be angry, but don't sin, not to allow our anger to lead us into a place where we are not living out the love of Jesus Christ. Someone today, you know what it's like to have an anger issue. You know what it's like to be uncontrolled when your anger is lit. We all know what it's like to fall short of the holiness of God and make an excuse for it and tell ourselves, well, we were justified. They brought it on themselves. We were angry. Today, I hear the Holy Spirit calling us to rise above our anger. Gracious, loving Father God, I pray today that in my angry moments, you will not allow my heart to be consumed with vengeance. Lord, I pray that in my angry moments, that you will temper the words in my mouth. Think of how many people have been wounded, how many relationships are destroyed, how many families are disconnected because of an angry moment when someone couldn't learn to just bite their tongue. Gracious, loving Father God, I pray that in my angry moments, I did not do damage to my witness of Jesus Christ. I pray that in my angry moments, oh God, my heart will not become bitter. Lord, I pray that in our angry moments, we will not allow that anger, Lord, to control our thoughts and our speech and our lives. Be angry and sin not, Holy Spirit. Today, I pray that you would flood our lives and give us authority over our anger. Gracious, loving Father God, that we will learn to forgive those who incite our anger. Then we'll learn to walk away from opportunities that could cause destruction or violence or confrontation. Gracious, loving Father God, that we find productive ways to transform our anger into that which still bears witness of Jesus Christ in our life. Don't allow our anger to hide our Christianity. Let me say that again. Don't allow our anger to cover over our discipleship, to hide our Christian faith and value. That today, oh Lord, I pray that you would grant us by the power of your Holy Spirit control over our anger. Thank you, oh gracious, loving Father God, for calling us to this place of holiness. Thank you, loving Father God, for our journey of resetting that we may hear your voice and know your will, discern, oh God, what you're doing in our lives. And gracious, loving Father God, may the anger that we inevitably face in life not push against that which you're calling us into. Thank you, oh gracious Lord, for this Wednesday. Thank you, oh gracious Lord, for this 22nd day of seeking your face, your voice, and your will. Now, God, may we control those moments when anger is pushing in another direction, that we might continue to live out the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you, oh gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for this day. Be with us now as we go about this day, seeking to let your light so shine that men and women may see our good works and give glory to you, our Father in heaven. This is a prayer of those who are seeking you on this Wednesday morning or this 22nd day. And we ask in the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus, who always and alone is our Christ, and the redeemed of the Lord, who love the Lord and were trying to control their angry moments, said amen. Amen and amen. Beloved, this is Pastor Hawley. I thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday morning for our prayer line. I pray for you today to walk in victory over your anger, to feel the power of the Holy Spirit, to control those moments when you would just rather let go on somebody that through our love of Christ, we show a better witness to the world. Listen, the prayer I think was recorded. I know we had some issues going on. If it wasn't, my apologies, but we'll be back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. that we might continue our journey of reset. This is Pastor Hawley. Love you with the love of Jesus Christ. And I can't wait to be in worship with you. Love you with the love of Jesus. Have a blessed and beautiful day on purpose. I'll be in prayer with you all tomorrow morning.